the reasons behind why we're doing it, this week we're going to be discussing which parts of Torah should one learn. So we know that Torah is expansive. When we talked about this last time, that there's really an endless amount of Torah that you can learn. So there's Gemara, and there's Halacha, and there's Tanakh, and there's Musar, and there's Hashkafa, and there's Kabbalah. There's all these different areas within Torah. And the question is, even if you were going to say that one should be learning Torah 24 hours of the day, you still have to decide what to focus on, excuse me, at each point. Like, how much are you going to give to, how much of your time are you going to dedicate to Tanakh? How much are you going to dedicate to Mishnah, Gemara, Musar, all of these different areas? You have to consciously decide how much you are going to be focusing on each. Is it that it should be like a ladder, that you should start by focusing on Tanakh? And then when you've mastered Tanakh, if you ever master Tanakh, then you should move on to Mishnah. And if you master Mishnah, you should move on to Gemara. How is it that we are going to focus our time when it comes to the different areas of learning? So we are on page 151. Which parts of Torah should one learn? So if we start in source number 24, this is going to be the Gemara that is going to guide us through this question of how should we divide and focus our learning. So le'olam yishalish adam shenotav, that a person should always divide his years into thirds. Shalish ba'mikra, they should spend one third on Tanakh. Shalish ba'mishnah, one third should be focused on Mishnah. Vishlish ba'talmud, and the last third should be focused on learning Gemara. Mi yodeya kama chayai, but the question is asked in the Gemara, of course, if you knew that you were going to live for 120 years, then you would spend 40 years doing one and 40 years doing the next and 40 years doing the next. But the problem is you can't divide something into thirds, but you, if you don't know what the total quantity is. So if you don't know how long you're going to live, how is it possible that the advice of the Gemara is to divide your life into thirds? That for the first third, you should learn Tanakh. The second third that you should learn Mishnah. And the third third, you should learn Gemara. What happens if you never make it to the Gemara? What happens if you never even make it into the Mishnah? What happens if you planned on spending a third of your life learning Tanakh, but that third of your life ends up being three quarters of your life? If you don't know how long your life is, you cannot divide up your entire life. But we seem to still have this idea of dividing your time into thirds. There should be one third spent on Tanakh, one third spent on Mishnah, and one third spent on Gemara. So now Rashi is going to try to explain how can we understand this, because clearly we can't take our entire life and divide it into three because we don't know how long our entire life is. So Rashi in source number 25 explains differently. He says, that he says, Rashi says, it's not that you should take your whole life and divide it into three. Rather, each week you should take and you should divide it into three. That for a third of the week you'll learn Tanakh, and for a third of the week you'll learn Mishnah, and for the third of the week you'll learn Gemara. That makes a little more sense. However, Tosfos is going to say, not to be morbid, but in the same way that we don't know how many years of our life we have, we also don't know if we're going to make it to the end of the week. Like, how can you say with confidence that we are going to take the entire week and divide it into three and that we will still be able to accomplish what we want to? So if we look in source number 26 in Tosfos, we are going to have a few different opinions. So source number 26, Lo Sricha Liyome, Perish Bakundras explains in the letter, Yemei Hashavas Kolomar, Shnei Yemei Mikra, Vishnei Yemim Mishnah, Vishnei Yemim Gemara, that you should take your week and 2 days should be spent on Tanakh and 2 days should be spent on Mishnah and 2 days should be spent on Gemara. Velo nehare, but should we still have asked de imkin, ichate havi mati lemifrach miyada kamachaye? But can't we still ask the question that nobody knows the length of their life? Like, how can one know if they're really going to have until the end of this week? Vinir eli lefarish. And it appears to me to explain, b'chol yom v'yom atzmo yishalish, that every day you should take and divide into three. That much we can assume that we will have. Obviously, unfortunately, chas v'shalom, not everyone makes it to the end of every day. That's how people pass away. But in general, we can say the best that you can do is you can't take your whole life and divide it into three. It's not even so reliable to take your whole week and divide it into three, but your day that you can do. You can divide up your day that a third of your day you should spend learning Tanakh, and a third of your day you should spend learning Mishnah, and a third of your day you should spend learning Gemara. V'ner eli lefarish b'chol yom v'yom atmo yishalish, that every day you should split into thirds. Alkein tikein b'seder Rav Amram Gaon, in the Siddur of Rav Amram Gaon, kemosha anu nohagim b'chol yom kodem p'sukei dezimra. That is what we do every day before p'sukei dezimra, that we have certain p'sukim, we have a Mishnah, we have a piece from the Gemara, that we try to get each of those three areas in before we even get to p'sukei dezimra in the morning, that we've made them part of our Siddur. Lomar mikra v'mishnah v'gemara. V'rabinu Tam perish, however, Rabinu Tam answers and says, she'ino somchim ahad amrinam b'sanhedrin b'bal b'lulab mikra b'mishnah u'gemara. Rabbeinu Tam gives us a slightly different answer. He says, rather than taking your day and saying, I'm going to spend a third of my day on Tanakh, and I'm going to spend a third of my day on Mishnah, and I'm going to spend a third of my day on Gemara, he says, rather, Rabbeinu Tam says, you should just learn Gemara. Because if you just learn Gemara, Gemara includes the other two. What does that mean? If you open up a Gemara, it starts with the Mishnah. And then, so there's the piece from the Mishnah, and then comes the Gemara based on this Mishnah. And what do they do throughout the Gemara and throughout Mishnayos? They refer back to Psukim, that they go back to where what they are discussing in the Gemara is grounded in the text. So Rabbeinu Tam says, yes, you could divide up your whole day into three, but what's more effective is just learn Gemara, because Gemara includes the other two. So if you spend your whole day learning Gemara, then inevitably you've spent part of the day doing Mishnah, you've spent part of the day doing Tanakh without even realizing it, because it's all mixed in right there, conveniently packaged within the Gemara. So the Rambam says, though, in source number 27, he gives a different explanation. And he says, V'chayav l'shalish et zman l'midato. One is obligated to divide up the time of his learning. Shalish b'torah shebichtav. He should spend a third on the written Torah, v'shlish b'torah shebaal peh, and another third on Torah shebaal peh, v'shlish yavin v'yaskil achirit davar mirishito. And in the third, you should try to understand concepts and things that we draw out from the text. V'yotzi davar min davar, v'yadame davar ledavar, v'yavin v'midot shehatorah nedreshet bahen. You should use all of our different methodologies for understanding Torah, and you should try to explain, you should try to understand the subtleties within what you're learning. So it's not we should just cram in learning. He says we should use one third for one type of learning, one third for another type of learning. And in the third, you should spend that time analyzing and trying to understand and internalize and integrate what it is that you learned. Acheyada he'achu ikar hamidos, v'he'ach yotzi ha'eser v'hamutzer v'chayotzei bahen. Because once you spend your time doing this, that you really integrate the ideas that you're learning, that you take that time to make that a part of you, you come to understand the other parts of Torah. So once you understand sort of the general morals and values of Torah, then you come to understand also the details of Torah. So he says, also the Rambam says, that what's really effective is to learn Gemara. Because he says that includes all of these different things, that includes Torah Shebichtav, it includes Torah Shebaal Peh, that there are the psukim there are the grounded sources. Then there's the Torah Shebaal Peh, there's the discussion, and there's also the analysis and the understanding and trying to bring and learn one thing out from the other and seeing how the different aspects and the different ways that we learn all come into play with the text. So we have a few different opinions. The first, the basic Gemara is telling us that we have to divide up our life between these three major subjects. The three major subjects are Tanakh, we have Tanakh, we have Mishnah, and we have Gemara. And that's what we keep going based on, that these are the major topics. But in the past two sources, what we've seen is that there was this gradual moving from three topics to moving over to Gemara on its own, because Gemara integrates the other topics. So what's interesting to note today is this is definitely a model that has been adapted in the sort of classic yeshiva system, that they do learn Gemara all day. When I was learning, when we lived in Israel, I was learning in Matan, and we sat down and we were introduced to what our different courses were going to be that year. And I was privileged to learn Triasar with Shani Tarragon. And I remember we sit down on the first day and Shani Tarragon says, we're going to be starting with Hosea. And if you've never learned Triasar, like, you've never learned Triasar. Like, it's not like it comes up in, like, even if you've never learned the story of Parshas Noach in depth, like, you know the story of Parshas Noach. But if you've never learned Triasar, you've never learned Triasar. So I had no idea what was going on, but our first homework was that we were meant to read the first few prakim of Hosea. Come home, and I told my husband. My husband goes, oh, it's in the Gemara. And I was like, oh my gosh, you're such a classic man. Like, you only know the book of Tanakh because of what it's quoted in the Gemara. He was like, what do you mean? I spent my whole life learning Gemara. Of course, those are just the psukim that are quoted in the Gemara. So it was very funny. And I came back and told Shani, and she got a good laugh out of it, that we were a very classic couple. That I was like excited about the Tanakh, and he was so excited that it was found in the Gemara. But either way, so there has been this movement towards just studying Gemara all day, that there's different styles that often yeshivos will set it up, that there will be Ion in the morning, that they'll go more in depth, and there will be Bikias in the afternoon. But there is this focus on focusing entirely on Gemara, even though that we saw the original Gemara told us that we were supposed to divide up our day. But the idea that Gemara really encompasses the other areas of learning is what sort of led to this idea today, that there is a very singular focus on the learning of Gemara. So now if we look in the Rambam in source number 28, according to this approach of the Rambam, one should divide one's time for learning between Tanakh, Mishnah, Gemara, and Gemara. The Rambam notes that in the next halacha, though, that this division is intended to apply for only part of a person's life. So let's see what he's talking about in source number 28. That the Rambam just laid that for us in source number 27. He laid out those categories of studying Tanakh, then studying Mishnah, then studying and analyzing Gemara. But in source number 28, he's going to add on to that point. Ketzad. Ha'abal omnos v'haya oseik b'malachto shalosh sha'ot bayom. If there is a person who is a working man and he is engaged in his work for 3 hours of the day, u'b'torah tesha, but he's engaged in learning Torah for 9 hours, otan ha'tesha korea b'shalosh mehen b'torah shebichtav. In those 9 hours, he should read three of them. He should be learning Torah shebichtav, u'shalosh b'torah shebaal peh. And three, he should be learning Torah Shebaal Peh. V'shalosh achirot yitbonim b'da'ato lahavin davar midavar. And the last 3 hours, he should spend on really trying to analyze and understand and honing those skills of trying to really learn into the depths of Torah. V'divrei Kabbalah b'chlal Torah shebichtav him. Kabbalah is really considered to be Torah shebichtav. The pirushan b'chlal Torah Shebaal Peh. And all of the Perushim and the different understandings, those are Torah Shebaal Peh. V'anyanim hanikraim pardis b'chlal ha-gemarahim. But the approach that's called pardis, which is pshat. Wow, my mind just totally blanked. Who wants to explain pardis? Does anyone know what pardis stands for?
Remez, drash, sod.
Thank you. Late around here. So he says the application of the pardes, pshat, remez, drash, and sod, bechlal ha-gemarahim. These things are all found within the Gemara. B'madvarim amurim, b'tchilat talmudo shel adam. What is this talking about? This is really talking about when the person is setting out on their learning journey. Aval shekishe agdil b'chachma. However, when a person really advances in their understanding, v'lo yiyat zarich lo lilmod Torah shebichtav, then a person no longer needs to learn Torah shebichtav, v'lo lasok tamid b'Torah shebaal peh, and they don't always need to like just learn Torah shebaal peh. Yikari be'itim muzmanu Torah shebichtav v'divrei hashmua, kedi shelo yishkach davar midivrei dinei haTorah, v'yifnei kol yamav l'gemara bilvad, lefi rochav sheyish b'libo b'yashuv da'atav. He says the first two, the Torah Shebichtav and the basic Torah Shebaal Peh that he's talking about, are really for when a person is setting out on his learning journey. That when you don't know a lot and you have to gain a lot of knowledge, that's how you should start out, is really dividing your time evenly. But he says as someone becomes a more experienced learner and they have more of the basic knowledge, they should spend more of their time on the Gemara, which really includes a lot of the analysis. That a lot of the deeper thinking and the learning one thing from another thing and the connecting points and really the deep analysis of the text, that's what he should spend more time on. That we shouldn't just focus our whole lives on accumulating more and more and more knowledge. He does specifically note that one should continuously return to make sure that you're not forgetting things. Like just because you've moved on to studying the most theoretical Gemaras doesn't mean you have a right to not keep Hilchos Shabbos because like you haven't studied that in a few years. So he says with the awareness that you have to continuously keep up with what you need to know, you should spend more time of your intellectual learning time focused on more analytics the longer that you have been in learning. So what we've discovered up until this point is that there are three major areas to divide up our learning. There's Tanakh, there's Mishnah, there's Gemara. And as we've moved on in the sources, we've seen that it's not really separated in Mishnah and Gemara. It's really more Torah Shebaal Peh on a more basic level. And then more of the depths and the analysis of Gemara is what's qualified as Gemara. So let's see what is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. So if you go to Shulchan Aruch in source number 29, Chayev Adam l'shalish limudo. A person is obligated to divide their learning into three. Shlish b'Torah shebichtav. The first third is for Torah shebichtav. Dehainu ha'arba ve'esrim. Shlish b'mishnah. Dehainu Torah shebaal peh. V'peirush Torah shebichtav b'chlal zeh. Shlish b'talmud. Dehainu sheyavin v'yaskil achiri. Davar mi rishi tovi, otzi davar mi toch davar, vidame davar le davar, viadun bimidot shahator nidreshes bahem, ad sheyada heach ikar hamitzvos, veheach yutei haiser vahamutter vahe yutei bahem, dvarim shalaman mi pieshmua. So the Shulchan Aruch is really bringing down this idea that we developed in the later sources, like the Rambam, that he's saying, sorry, not later in history, just later in our discussion here, that the Shulchan Aruch is saying that you should focus on Torah, you should spend a third on Torah Shebichtav, a third on Torah Shebaal Peh, and the last third should really be on this analysis, that really being able to take the Gemara and delve into the discussion, that it should be about what you learn from which other things, the connections you make, and the deep analysis that you can do of the Torah Shebaal Peh, and that's really where the majority of your time should be spent. B'madvarim amurim, b'tchilat limudo shel adam. So he's really quoting from the Rambam here, that this is talking about the beginning of a person's intellectual journey. Aval kishiagdil b'Torah v'lo yehi tzarich lomo Torah shebichtav v'lo la'asok tamid b'Torah shebaal peh yikare be'itim mizumanim Torah shebichtav v'divrei Torah shebaal peh kidei shelo yishkach davar midinei haTorah. So you have to, this is the language of the Rambam, that you really should slowly be moving further and further from just studying the text and really moving towards studying the analysis more. And but you have to continuously check back to make sure that you're not forgetting about things. And the more that one really delves into this deeper analytical style of learning, it will grow. His ability to learn will grow according to his ability to concentrate and the more knowledge that he has. And if we go to the next page, we now see the commentary of the Rambam. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, totally like the Rambam, language of the Rambam, same ideas of the Rambam. However, the Rama is adding on here, V'yesh omrim shevitalmud bavli shehu balul b'mikra b'mishna v'gemara adam yotei yedichu v'atol b'shvil hakol. And the Rama states it very explicitly, and he says, There are those who say, V'yesh Omrim, that if you learn Talmud Bavli, that very clearly and explicitly includes all three of these areas, Yitze Yedei Chuvato B'Shvil Hakol, he has been exempted, he has fulfilled his requirement for learning all of it. And I think that it's interesting. So that's the halachic discussion for tonight. It's a shorter unit tonight. But something that I was thinking as I was preparing for this year is the interesting idea of, so practically, like, where should we focus our time? So we're not learning full time. So what are we supposed to do? Are we supposed to pull out a Tanakh? Let's say we have a free moment to learn. Should we be learning Mishnayos? Should we be learning Gemara? And I'm not talking here about women learning Gemara. That's not what I'm talking about right now. Clearly, we learn a piece of Gemara together almost every week. But what we're talking about here is, I think, a matter of priorities and an idea of goals in our learning. That the idea is not just that we should sort of be staying at the same level, which is, I think, something that is threaded throughout all of these sources. That the idea is that one is meant to, first of all, try to gain knowledge. And there's a lot of knowledge to know, that we can't just focus in one area and say that that is our area of Torah. We really have to try to branch out, diversify, really expand our learning. But I think the idea that really came through specifically in the Rambam is that there's meant to be a journey through learning, that your learning should not look the same at age 5 as it does at age 25, as it does at age 45, as it does at age 75. That there is meant to be a period of time in your life where you're developing the basic skills and knowledge and understanding. And my children, who are in early childhood, are starting on that journey, that they begin to know the Parsha stories, that they're during that shlish of their life where they're really focusing on Tanakh without even knowing it yet. But that's what they're focusing on. They're focusing on the real basics. But even though we can continuously delve into one area, when you learn Tanakh when you're 85, it's very different than when you learn Tanakh when you're 2. But the idea that we're meant to go through this progression, as the Rambam explains it, we're supposed to go from the basics to the more complex, to the analysis, that we're meant to really not just take Torah and acquire knowledge, rather we're meant to really delve and explore and try to understand, lahavin davar mitoch davar, that you should come to try to understand one thing from another, and that it should bring you to understand why some things are usser and some things are mutter. That I've heard this concept described as holy instincts, that when you are going through learning, the purpose is not just to acquire knowledge, but rather it's to develop you as a person. And I think the way that the Rambam says that is really beautiful, that we're coming to try to understand what's behind what we're learning, so that our journey through learning throughout our life is not one that stays at surface level, but we get deeper and deeper and deeper. And that it's something that doesn't just remain as learning, but it's something that begins to change us as a person, that we become so deeply entrenched in that it becomes part of our thought process, that the thought process of Torah becomes how we turn and analyze other things, that we take Torah, one area of Torah that we've learned, and we're able to take it and try to understand other areas of Torah. So again, just to summarize our learning for tonight, there's this idea of dividing up your time and your focus within your learning. And we discussed the different manifestations of that, is that you should divide up either, should you take your whole life and focus part of your life on one, part of your life on the other, part of your life on the other? Should it be every week that you divide up your learning time? Should it be that every day you divide up your learning time? Should it be that within every moment that you're learning, you're trying to include every different type of learning? And we concluded with the idea that all of this is meant to not only tell us the technicalities of how much time we should spend on each subject of learning, but rather it's meant to explain to us what our journey through learning is supposed to be like, that we're not supposed to stagnate in one area. We're supposed to diversify our learning, but also constantly be focusing on deepening our learning.